Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scott Hensler back on Scott Hensler Network. Last week we had Scott Bicken on Thursday for the second show, and I took all of the first show and the second show, which totaled 4 hours. I split it up into fours, so we've got show one, part one, show one, part two, and show two, part one, part two. And that's on my homepage now, and it's been edited. Cleaned up a little bit so you don't have to listen to the intros and so forth, so you can just get the straight teachings. Those are available at scotthensler.org. They're free downloads. You can just click on them, and they're in MP3. And what I'm going to do eventually is put those in CD, so it'll be a pack of four for the teaching and make those available. So thank you for all the support that have given a thumbs up on those shows. I know that they have helped many people and will continue. It's been one of our biggest shows. And so just keep tuned on this station here for when I've got all that together, and I'll post it on the Internet. The other two is that Hoodoo Voodoo is going out this week in the mail to you. And so I've got quite a few to send out already. I've got enough to go around. So Hoodoo Voodoo is available. In fact, the subtitle is the title name for tonight's show, and that is Counterinsurgency. And what that means is to take back what the enemy has stolen, or to move in and prior as a military strategy to avoid any infiltration, to avoid any attack. You come in, you set up a plan to throw down what they're trying to do. And I think that's going to cover even a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight that have to do with our country, not just in the spirit realm. So again, for Scott Bicken on that, you also have that link, and then Hoodoo Voodoo is ready to go out. So anyways, you know, I was driving down one of the main roads here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know, I'm wedged up here between Spokane and Missoula, Montana. And it's absolutely beautiful here. This is some of the best weather we can, hope to ask for. And skies are clear, but we still have chemtrails everywhere. And I'm sure that even where you're at, you've got chemtrails. But I noticed already I've been seeing bumper stickers for Hillary Clinton for president. And as weird as that is to see, I'm not surprised. But anyone that hasn't realized who these people are by now, obviously you're already gone. She's going to be under the Secret Service protection now that she's actually a candidate. So I don't know how much I can say, but I can tell you what, that it seems like people die when they get around the Clintons. And though I doubt that this election is going to make it through, I mean, it could, but it's just going to be more of the same. And we saw what the years were with her husband, or whatever he is, the partner, since they have different lives. Same thing with this current so-called president and this so-called first gender or first lady. They have their own lives, and there's just nothing more than a facade. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie to us as American people, and that lie is going to continue with Hillary. So, boy, I don't know. You know, when I see things like that bumper sticker and remember the years back in the 90s with them prior, and then even with Fast and Furious and some of the other things that were, you know, taking place with, you know, about 2 years ago or so, that this is just, you know, Benghazi. This stuff is insane. For anyone to actually think that this person has the best interest of the United States in mind, as I said, you're already gone. The devil's already got you. You're an instrument of Satan to infect the rest of the people. And I'm sorry. You know, when I cast out demons, and this is what I do, you know, I punch in. I come in, I punch in the clock. I throw a few demons out. I punch out, go to lunch. I come back, I punch in. I throw a couple more demons out. And then I punch out and I go home. And so to know the enemy, to understand the strategy, to see the insanity of the devil and how crazy that the demons are, because you got to remember, they're criminally insane. They don't like you. They don't like God. They don't like Jesus. They don't like anything that's good. And so when we see people like this who are pretending to be good, they're actually worse than those that allow themselves to be known for who they are. Because this is called deception. This is a form of a lie that is under witchcraft. It's under mind control. It's under divination. And this is the basis of what's wrong in this country right now. I want to mention, too, that we're not sure if Julie's going to be with us tonight. There's a power outage in her area, and her phone wasn't able to get charged up in time. And so just keep her in prayer, because she's got a lot of good information that has to do with tonight's subject. And so we want to get her on as soon as possible, and she'll let me know. I gave her the call-in number, and then it'll come up on my screen. So just hang on for her, because I think she'll be in. You know, the other thing, before I get too far into this, I want to thank everyone for supporting me. This has not been an easy road to come through. I live very humbly in order to do this. The equipment, I've been able to, you know, to get at a reasonable price, because I'm a techie. I know how to do all this stuff, so I can work around the expensive stuff, and plus the office that I'm in and so forth is a good deal. So right now everything's in favor. But those who have been supporting me, thank you for what you have done. There are so many people I have prayed for, so many people I have laid hands that have their lives have changed. No more anxieties, no more nightmares. They're able to function again. They've got joy in their heart, and that's been because of those who have supported me. Because without that, I couldn't reach so many people. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you've sent me. Believe me, if it pays the bills, then I can sit here in front of this microphone and continue with what I do. So God bless you for that, because that's made a big difference for me, and it gives me the incentive to move forward, knowing that you know people care. And you know, it's kind of like if you open up a funeral home, you know, there's no shortage of business. People are dying to get in, and it's the same thing with deliverance ministries. There are so many people requiring a healing, so many people who are hurting, so many people in need of getting their marriage restored. And you know, and when you know that children are being attacked, children are being abused, you know, how do you put a price on getting them out of that, getting them healed, get that target off their back, so they're not subject to just like Scott Bickens said the other time that you know, the a molester who has those spirits will be able to seek and find a child who has that same spirit and is being set up. And if we can pray for that child and break that curse and get that demon out of there, then that child's not going to be the victim. And this should be in every church. Children's deliverance should just be all the time, period. Because today, we talked about some video games on one of the shows I was on. I think Julie mentioned today that she dealt with somebody that the demon came in from watching a video game. And she may want to discuss that when she comes on. So it's very important to educate everyone how the devil functions. See, this is the thing about the mainstream church, the four walls. They won't tell you what's really going on. What is really going on? Why are people sick? Why are people killing themselves? Why are marriages falling apart? Why? Because it's the plot and plan of Satan to infiltrate, to infect, to demonize even Christians to the point of destruction, taking them down a road that God never intended them to go. But because the church hasn't trained them, taught them, delivered them, gave them the ability to be the man and woman of God that God intended them to be, is no longer there. And that's the fault of every pastor and every church that does not have deliverance. And if you're a pastor in a church and that offends you, then please do me a favor and give me a call. 208-292-4105. And I will, for an hour, tell you of my week and how many people that I have prayed for that you let slip through your fingers. Period. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff. You've been called, or you've answered a call, to do what God has commanded through Jesus Christ, Matthew 28. And if you're not doing it, you're rebellious. And you'll have to answer for that. And I'll have to answer for the things I've made mistakes on. Since I teach, since I go public and do this, I'm held to a high standard, accountability. And I take that very seriously. And I've even gotten I would say that 99.9% of the emails that I get from everybody are favorable. Once in a while I'll get a wild card. But that's what it is. It's someone who's come out of the occult and mixed Christianity together. Somebody who has a religious spirit and doesn't quite understand what I'm talking about. You know, they're deceived. They've got blocking spirits, and so it drives them crazy to even think that anyone talks about demons. I don't like talking about demons. This isn't what I want to do. But this is what we're called to do, and for me to do something other would be, you know, and believe me, there's been a few times I've thought about walking away from this. This isn't an easy job. Answering emails and seeing everyone's destruction, you know, this reminds me of those who work in the emergency rooms in the hospitals, those who are in the battlefield at, or corpsmen. God bless you. Wow. The stuff you see, the stuff you deal with, that's a regular job. Even a regular nurse. I don't know if you call them RNs anymore. I guess there's some different names. But I can remember this happened to my mother years ago. She was an RN. And she had just attended to a patient and made her run into another room and came back. And that person had passed. And, you know, they tried first response. They tried doing everything. But just in the twinkle of an eye, this person was gone. So how do you take that home? You know, you just said something to them, and now they're gone. And it's the same thing in deliverance. I think I mentioned one time before that I was praying for a woman in a church that I didn't know I was going to be doing that. It just came out of nowhere, and hair standing up my arm, and witchcraft is so thick you could cut it with a knife. And next thing I know, I'm in a room praying for this person. And I mentioned this before, that the Holy Spirit said, stop. Just stop. And so I did. And I think it was, I don't know, a couple weeks later, I don't know how much after that, I found out that that person had died. And whatever she was involved with, which was witchcraft, but whatever else was in, she was doing, she had passed the point of no return. She was unable to be repentant because she had sold herself out. And to know that, or to understand that that this person has come to a point that the Holy Spirit even says stop it, is that where you want to be? Or is that where you think you are? Because I can assure you that most of you, you know, again, back to the 99% plus, think you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, think that you've done something that God could never forgive you for, think that you're unredeemable, and that is a lie. We've talked about that before. But there is a point where if you continue in your sins, Galatians 5, those who practice such things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. It's that simple. So to stub your toe and let an F-bomb fly, okay, well, all right. That's not gonna damn you. Certainly you want to apologize after that. But let's say that becomes a part of who you are. But that's, you know, you go back into the bars and you talk that way like everyone else in there that's a bar fly. Or you continue on to other things. Well, that's an issue. See, that's a problem. That's being rebellious. That's turning away from the Most High God, turning your back on the Most High God, and flying in the face of what Jesus did on the cross. So if I go back to Hillary here, okay, Hillary, all right, baseline of all things evil, okay, period. That's my stance. Because she lies. She lies for gain. She lies for power. She lies for wealth, okay? The monarch that she belongs to, whatever that is, you know, I think Clinton himself is the bastard child of the Rockefellers, from what I understand. And so when you look at that bloodline, the 13 families of the Illuminati, how's any good coming out of that? Because that's a family that has been cursed. Anyone who rejects Jesus Christ is accursed, okay? So this is anybody that is doing what they're doing in the Illuminati, the Freemasons, like Albert Pike and these guys, okay, they have sold their souls and they have cursed their families. This is why Freemasonry is so dangerous to a family. I deal with Freemasonry every day, and it's amazing the things that I hear. The curses that are tied up with Freemasonry are amazing. Respiratory, fear of death, all of these things that that cause phobias, premature death, inability to love your wife. Now there's an interesting one. Distant from your wife. No matter what your wife does, you can't love her. What's up with that? Oh, it's right here in one of the oaths of the Freemasonry. That's interesting. Now, why would anybody of sound mind and body want to do such a thing? It's called lies and deception. It's called a snare. A pagis, it brings you into, through an iniquitous pull, into a situation that you would normally not do. And so when we go full circle back to Hillary, it's really the same thing. Lies, deception, leading to death. See, Clinton, our ex-president, or whatever he was, sold this nation out to the Chinese. And what do you think Hillary's going to do? Again, That's whether they even make it into office or not. Now, I think that the Clintons and Obama come from the same group, but there's always factions within the group that fight for power. But I think that Obama is in a position, by the way, he's looking more and more like the Antichrist every day. I mean, I can't deny it. You know, if you lay the numbers out, run the numbers, you know, do the math, the probability is pretty high. And so most likely he's not going to leave office. We see in September and October that the potential of those things that are going to come upon us, you know, just read Matthew 24. We, you know, tonight, when the show goes off, just read Matthew 24. And I think that'll explain and get it into your spirit what's really going on here. I mean, you know, there's other scriptures, but that's a good one. I mean, we're going to see things we've never seen before. And how's that going to happen? It's going to happen because of people like Hillary and Obama, the Bushes, all the way back. This has been going on a very, very long time. You know, some information, I won't go into detail about the FEMA trains this weekend came to me. And anyone that operates those trains, now, what are those trains again? Those are the trains they're going to use to transport the masses that have been rounded up and are going to be taken to the camps. And it looks like, I don't know, 2-3 stories, going to cram them in like cattle with shackles, handcuffs. That these trains, that whoever operates them knows what they're doing. They know what they're pulling around. They know what they're putting in storage. You know, you've got these areas where you mothball railroad cars until they're ready to be used again. So they're stored all over the place. So the engineer and the people that have built these things and the people that maintain them all know what they are. So my question is, who are you, Mr. Engineer? Maintenance guy, designer of such apparatuses, because some company had to contract that. Think about that. A bid went out. Hey, we need these cars. Who's willing to build these things? So a bid went out. Somebody was awarded the contract, and they built them. You know, maybe they were built overseas, I don't know, and then brought in on the ships. Well, the ships, I mean, how do you hide those things? They're every bit as big as the lockers or the transport boxes that you see on the ships, cargo. So you have to know what they are, just like the guillotines, the ones that fell onto the dock and the shoremen had to deal with that the crate that broke open. And here's the stainless steel hydraulic guillotines. You know, I've heard numbers of 15,000 to 30,000. Who built those things? Who designed them? Obviously, you know, they're not for doing chickens, right? This is for people. So who are you people? Who are you that you've sold yourself out? And you think you're going to get away with this yourself? You think that because you've gone into cooperation with this, that you're going to escape this? Same thing with the CDs or DVDs that they put in the squad cars. The Department of Homeland Security has issued out to all the agency, police agencies, sheriff's office, U.S. Marshals. And these are FEMA information that Department of Homeland Security has put together to show each officer in his squad car, because when the martial law goes down, they'll pull over, open up their trunk, I don't know whether it's code key or regular lock with a key. Open this up, pull that out, throw it in their computer, and it tells them what their orders are. It tells them what they're supposed to do. And what is that? Well, one, to recognize that martial law has been implemented. These executive orders that are unconstitutional that Obama has been thrown at us has put all this into place, which came by way of the first Bush. See, it's both Republican and Democrat, which is a facade. The whole thing's a lie. See, again, there's that lie. Just like Satan, no good is found in them. And any, you know, we need to remember that it isn't just you and me, it's our kids. They're going to be affected. So the people who do this know full well the children are going to suffer. Good luck with that, people, the ones involved in this. Something tells me that if you're willing to harm a child, that there's going to be a supplement and the judgment just for you. I really believe that. So again, who are you people that want to do this? So are you a Spetsnaz? You Chinese? You know, what are you? A hybrid? Are you something that's half human, half whatever? Which I think is very possible. And I know most of you that have been doing your homework, you feel the same way. So when you look at the end means of this CD that every officer is gonna that's in their squad car or within the agency's offices, they put in their computer, and it tells them to report to a different agency. Now, some may have specific tasks within their own agency, but what they're trying to do, just like they did in Nazi Germany, and by the way, history repeats itself. That's why the history books don't have any of this in it. They don't want you to know. So they're going to report to a different agency. Why? Well, look at the riots that are taking place right now. And it's going to get worse. And this is all, again, part of the plan to implement martial law, one of the means. That if you're in a different area, if you're in a town or county or whatever the situation is, and you're in a military law enforcement mode. Notice I didn't say peacekeeper, peace officer. If you're in a military mode, you're more likely to obey orders to shoot to kill because you won't know the people that you're shooting. But if you're in your own town, you might stand down. And so this, again, is another tactic of the enemy for lies and deception. Because while you're in that county, your family's in the other county, the one you're from, getting mowed down. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of officers that aren't going to go with this. They're going to go home and they're going to protect their family. Okay, so how does that work? Well, if we have an estimated 100,000 mercenaries, Spetsnaz, Chinese, whatever, people who are being paid to be in the military, then those who won't do their job or have done their job and it's over with, then they're going to come along and clean your clock. They're going to take you out. Just like Building 7, by the way. When the firemen first responded into that building And their job, by the way, as any fireman, is to look within offices and closets or anywhere where people may hide who are in fear. It's one of the things you do, like children in a building burning. You look under the bed, you look in the closet. If you've got an infrared viewer, you know, you look to see if someone's hiding because they've panicked. Well, when they did that, they came across people who were dressed in black with bullet wounds in the back of their head. Well, that's weird. What's that all about? Because those dressed in black were the first ones to do the dirty deed of bringing that building down. And then there was a cleanup crew behind them that took them out. That's exactly what's going to happen with the FEMA CDs, these Department of Homeland Security. Anyone who thinks, whether you're the one driving the engineer of that train, whether you're the officer that is now assigned to a different county, there's going to be a cleanup crew after you. Oh, it's going to be mayhem. And it's not going to go according to plan. There's an estimated over 800 million firearms, and I've said this before, that I think that's a ridiculously low number that they're calculating. And there are good people, God-fearing, who love their country, who love their family, and know they have a job to do. And that job is to protect their family at any cost. So, if I use that same concept, Pastor, how come you're not protecting your flock? How come you're allowing demonization to take place underneath your nose at the pulpit? How come the girl who comes in with tattoos who does witchcraft goes home with her demons? How come little Johnny, within 6 months, kills himself? And everyone's wondering why. Because you didn't do your job. And that's not where I want to be. Like I say, I'm not perfect. And I don't necessarily do everything correct. But I'll tell you what. When Matthew 24 says it'll be those like the days of Noah or days that we've never seen before, and those come out of the very mouth of Jesus Christ, I think we better take that serious. If anyone doesn't believe what I'm saying, then you either have blocking demons, which brings denial, which brings confusion, which brings the inability for your cognitive thinking to process truth. And without truth, anything goes. So like the school system, right? They teach you that no one has truth, no one has the answer. What your truth is of you, and what I have is of me. And if you do a math problem and it's wrong, it's right because you tried. No, it isn't. It either is or it isn't. And when that type of teaching, when that type of logic was brought out into the schools, and, you know, I was perfectly capable of doing that on my own. No one had to teach me. I wasn't the best in math, even though I was into engineering. Thank goodness for calculators. But I couldn't, if I was working on a high current electrical system, and I calculated the ampacity, how much current, how much power this thing uses, and I'm wrong, and I put the wrong fuse in it, the fuse blows. Or it may be too big, and whatever it's protecting doesn't do its job, and that thing burns up. So how's that work if all math problems, regardless of right or wrong, are okay? Well, it didn't work for me. Believe me, I've blown a few things up in my day. In fact, I'm amazed I'm still here. I could tell you some stories about some high-power blow-ups that I was just feet away from them. Some of the systems I used to work on were built in the 40s and 50s, and just opening up the cabinet because the wires were made of cloth and the rats had been chewing on them. And a lot of times the systems, you couldn't shut them down. They had to run. And so you had to troubleshoot them and open up the cabinet. Just opening the cabinet could cause the thing to short out and blow up. Oh, the good old days. So getting back to this FEMA stuff. You know, now we have Jade Helm. And we gave you information that someone came to Julie and gave her video of the blockades that they're putting in, and that they're training to do roadblocks and giving people orders to either accept a vaccination, which who knows what in the world that thing is, and then a bracelet. If you don't, then you got to get in the bus. How's that possible? How is that possible in a country? Now, I just turned 59. So I was the youngest of my family who my father served in World War II. And as a young boy growing up and hearing my father, I don't know where he got this information, but he already knew this stuff was coming. He used to talk about it. I used to think he was nuts. And it really wasn't until about the 80s when I really started taking him serious. And like I say, I don't know where he got it because he didn't, you know, the internet wasn't there. But yet he knew. And here I am. And everyone thinks I'm nuts. I'm good with that. I don't care anymore. I say, when you come into the deliverance ministry and a church doesn't accept it, and you try and show people and present to them the truth, I tell you, you know, if you can't take a lick, you know, if you haven't got thick skin, don't even think about it. Of course, the time's short anyways. It hasn't been a fun road, let me tell you. But a lot of people are doing a lot better over the years. And there's a lot of people that are hurting and need deliverance now that are going to be able to stand up in these end times because of what we're doing. Could you imagine getting Obama into a deliverance? Could you imagine the demons that would manifest in him? Because I don't even know if he's all human. I've seen the infrared images of his Secret Service guy, that some kind of, I don't know, whatever he is. He's just weird. But, the signature of infrared that came off of that thing wasn't even close to what everyone else in the proximity was showing up on. So what would manifest in Obama? Well, a lying spirit, a deceiving spirit, a murderous spirit, divination, witchcraft, sorcery, religious spirits. But I would also venture to say that he would have some of the big boys, some of the fallen angels, because of where he's at. And I'd have to say that that if I were to do the deliverance, I think I would want some backup. Now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we have been given all power and all authority over the wiles of the enemy. But something tells me that would be a knockdown, drag-out fight. And some deliverances, you know, it's kind of gone that way, not everything. And for the most part, deliverances on an average are pretty calm. I agree with Scott Bicken about when you deal with altars, though, you know, that if that person goes back to the pain, they can actually relive that incident that they were being tormented. And so in that moment, they're actually experiencing it, and they can be screaming and yelling. So that's not a good thing, but that's unfortunately part of how that process works. But when a demon manifests, and you are clean, you are delivered, you are in the Word, you are obedient, that demon has to answer to you. Oh, they'll test the waters, they'll push the envelope a little bit, they'll see if you're smart enough, they'll throw something out there and they'll try and bait you to go one way or another. That's where the experience comes in. It's also where the discernment to let the Holy Spirit lead you is your best friend. And by testing the Spirit, by going in the direction that God has for you and that you're obedient to listen to Him, is where the protection comes from. Because see, if you venture out from the will of God and you're seen as disobedient, rebellious, then those are legal rights for the demons. And that's no fun. Nothing worse than getting smacked by a demon. And I don't mean physically, though you can, you know, once in a while somebody will zinger at you. But if anyone's ever been spiritually slimed, anyone that's in the deliverance ministry knows what I'm talking about, especially with confusion. Spirits of confusion, they'll try and come on, they'll try and attach to you. That's when you take a step back and just get back in the Spirit. You know, you might, you know, kind of get a little excited and kind of go in the flesh. It's just back off. Let the Spirit lead you. So, if I was delivering Obama, the first thing would be to lead him to repentance. And in that repentance, he should be able to then see the Lord. Because if he's not going to accept Jesus Christ, then I'm wasting my time. So the probability of me ever doing a deliverance on Obama is zero, or anyone else for that matter. But if we did, repentance, forgiveness are absolutely essential. Renouncing, asking for forgiveness, extending forgiveness, repent and confess to one another. Boy, could you imagine the things you'd hear him say? Could you imagine what he'd tell you about Benghazi? Could you imagine what he'd tell you about Fast and Furious? Could you imagine what he'd tell you what he's really doing with Predator drones? And could you imagine what he would tell you about Michael, alias Michelle? Or even where he came from. I mean, it would be amazing. So he's been groomed and bred for many, many, many years. He's not going to repent. he's probably 100% fully demonized, possessed. And he believes, because he's been lied to, because Satan will use him to the end too, that somehow he's going to escape judgment, that he's been called to destroy America. Think about that. He's taken his assignment so serious that he believes he's been called to destroy America. How many of you have convictions that you've been called to serve Jesus Christ like that? You know, the occult, you know, you remember, you don't need to believe what they think or do, but they do. And they take it very seriously. And so they give it 110%. They live and they breathe it. Can you say that about Jesus Christ? So you wonder why we're losing the battle. And with the pastors not teaching deliverance and not teaching counterinsurgency, meaning taking back what the enemy has stolen, to prepare for guerrilla warfare, to go in and strategically do what it takes to stop the enemy. Spiritual warfare, renouncing, breaking curses, standing in the gap for somebody else. I mean, think about that. How many Christians do you know that are as driven as those are in the White House? Because their sole purpose is to destroy this country. That is why they're there. And they've done a pretty good job of it. So now we have trains ready to take U.S. citizens to FEMA camps, at least the ones who survive being taken. And guillotines for those who will not cooperate, those who won't take the mark of the beast. Well, that's the other thing, mark of the beast. So how many pastors out there have already said that you can do that, and if you change your mind, it's okay? Quite a few already. And even those who are called to minister to those in the FEMA camps most likely will be trying to talk those people into taking the mark. And they're not pastors, by the way. They're counterfeits. It either is or it isn't. You can call them anything, but they're not servants of God. They're instruments of Satan. And if any pastor thinks that he is doing the work of God, they need a really, really strong, long deliverance. And who knows? You know, if you get a couple demons out, they may actually realize what they're doing. You know, think about it. There's Christ on the cross. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Wow. That's huge. That's all of us, really. So again, you who drive the trains, you who operate the guillotines, you who will put the CD in and do as you're told, who are you? If you go along with it, I know what you are. Question is, do you know who you are? You see, anybody that's rebellious, anybody who rejects Jesus Christ is going to experience the second death, the lake of fire. But in the meantime, How many people are going to perish because of the evil that's taking place by these people who were willing to be instruments of Satan? I think anybody that doesn't really take to heart what I'm trying to say here, you know, it's unfortunate that Julie's off because she had all this information. And we'll just do it again. Obviously, the information she had, they didn't want her to reveal. But, you know, we'll work around that. So I'm just taking this opportunity to get personal with you. You know, when I see an adult male who is incapable of understanding that they're an adult male, that they think that their gender is something other than an adult male, makes me wonder what in the world happened to them. Because it didn't come from God. God didn't create him like that. See, Satan's not a creator, he's a corrupter. So this individual that's an adult male, who doesn't know he's an adult male, has been corrupted. Did it happen when he was a child? Did he venture into some kind of sexual sin and became tainted and had his sexuality morphed, altered, changed? Or is he actually under some kind of occult mind control? You know, they don't want you to know that as many people who are coming into the gay lifestyle are leaving it. Because it doesn't work. It doesn't fulfill them. There's something in their spirit that says this isn't right. And it's only because of what Satan did to them as children or young adults that they're even doing this. Because that's not what God created. But when you have a whole nation, like the United States, that thinks that this is okay now, that thinks paranormal investigation is talking to dead people. Anyone who thinks that Obama is a U.S. citizen and is here for our best interest have been demonized and some possessed and are under a great deception. And that great deception will bring death and destruction to all the others. So where do we see that? Okay, so we look at the Old Testament. And anybody that practiced divination, witchcraft, were put to death. Well, that seems pretty harsh, but you got to remember Christ, you know, he hadn't paid the sin yet in the Old Testament. And so when you had people who practiced divination, necromancy, speaking to the dead, which are not dead, they're demons, then that infected everybody else. See, when you do an abomination within an area and blood is spilt or anything that defies the word of God, breaks the laws that were put in place to keep us out of sin. And so when this infection takes place, then the whole town, the whole city, then starts doing necromancy, witchcraft, divination. And so somewhere along the line, there has to be a stop. And so that was through the stoning of those who practice such things. That was a commandment. Because you ventured into something God said not to do. That had such a powerful spiritual influence on the others that many would perish. What do you do to to birds and swine and so forth that are diseased? Well, you destroy them. I don't like that. It's not my choice. Well, what else are you going to do? Now, even today, since we have Jesus Christ, who paid for all sins past, present, and future, for those who repent, then can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And what you did can be forgiven, can be put away. It's no longer retained. The books no longer contain your sin. And that's a big one, by the way. The angels go around taking, jotting down, taking notes, and going before the throne of God to report on you. And there'll be a day that those books are opened up. So those who are in the world would be judged by God. And those who are in Christ Jesus, if you're, let's say, not up to speed, there will be some accountability to reckon with. We're not all perfect. For everyone who thinks they're just going to go get a crown, good luck with that one. There's that lying deception again. Again, look at the churches. They're actually thinking that homosexuality is okay. They're actually trying to promote that what Obama's doing is a godsend. Joe Osteen, man, what are you doing? Who got to you? I understand your father was a good man. What happened? Did the Council on Foreign Relations tell you that if you don't go along with this, we'll do something to your family? Just like congressmen, by the way. Most of them are, well, they're all bought out, all sold. I don't care who's running for president. If you're not talking about Jade Helm right now, you're in bed with the enemy. If you're not talking about what Obama has put in place on your platform for running for president, you're in bed with them. I don't care who you are. Anyone who doesn't speak the truth, anyone who isn't willing to sound the trumpet, is in bed with the enemy. And so we're at a time that this is no time to be full of demons. This is no time to have bitterness, hatred, and unforgiveness. Time to get cleaned up. Time to call out to the Most High God. To repent, ask forgiveness for your sins. Renounce, confess, get right. Because when all hell breaks loose, are you going to be a bondservant of Jesus Christ or an instrument of Satan? I didn't coin this saying, sit at the feet of Jesus or be sifted by Satan. Some gal in Arizona came up with that one. And that's a good one. So make a decision. You know, it doesn't look like that Julie's going to make it on, so I'm just going to cut it short tonight. But please, understand who you are in Christ and don't take it any longer. God's calling you out. And you need to answer that call. He loves you, and he wishes none should perish. And that is a big deal. He wishes none should perish. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for those who are obedient. I thank you for those who are willing to do all things that you've called them to do. So bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.